I honestly wouldn't be surprised if absolutely nobody listened to this thing. Or I might be lucky if two people listen to it. But I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. VVV0 here, and welcome to the very first episode of Cog in the Machine. Everyone's had jobs that they've absolutely hated, and everyone has funny stories from those jobs. This is what that podcast is all about. So, let's just jump right into it. I keep reading more and more on the internet and on my phone about people blaming video games for violence. I'm pretty sure I've covered this at least twice in my blog, the Zero Logs. If you haven't checked them out, go ahead and do it. It's on vvvgaming.com.
Yeah, shameless plugging.
And I've said 1,000 times I'm getting pretty sick of people blaming video games for violence, but I'm getting pretty sick of people blaming video games for violence. It's fucking annoying. You know the most readily accessible violent thing there is right now for children to get their hands on, or not their hands, but their eyes on? A TV show called The Walking Dead, my favorite show right now. I don't really hear anyone complaining about that, and just 2 weeks ago, you know, we watched Glenn curb stomp a walker's head into, like, mush. You don't see kids curb stomping other kids. Kids, don't curb stomp other kids. I read a poll that 38% of people thought that the ESRB rating system was completely useless and ineffective. I mean, it's not the system's fault that you're not reading it. It's your fault, parents. Stop blaming them because you refuse to read something or do a little research. Everyone has smartphones, everyone has computers, everyone has access to Google. Google it, damn it! Or better yet, when you buy the game, turn it around and read the little box that says, hey, this game has blood and guts and tits and ass and all kinds of crazy shit in it. So, might not be the best idea for your 4-year-old. When I was working at Best Buy, This guy came in with his son, who was probably about 6 or 7 years old, and he picks up a copy of Dante's Inferno, right? Now, I don't know if you guys remember what the cover looked like, but it was pretty much Dante with a giant scythe made of, you know, human skeletal remains, and I'm pretty sure there's, like, a vision of hell right behind him. And this dude, this parent, is just staring at the game, looking at it, wondering, does my son deserve to play this game? And I'm standing right there. The kid's all excited. He's, like, ready for his dad to buy him this, like, really, really violent game where you get to travel through all 9 levels of hell. After I realized that he was getting the game for his kid because his kid was excited and not him, I told him, sir, I don't think this game is really appropriate for your son. And he goes, really? What's wrong with it? And I turn it around, right? I'm telling him, I'm pointing at things to him. On the very back, I think it said, welcome to hell. That was the very first thing that I pointed at. I didn't say anything. I just turned it over, had my finger on it, and said, if you look at the rating right below here, it says rated M for violence, gore, nudity, you know, all kinds of shit that you probably don't want your 6 or 7 year old kid exposed to. He just stares at me, like, completely dumbfounded, like, oh my god, I never would have thought that this game, which with pictures of hell on the front and on the back that said, welcome to hell, I never thought it would actually feature hell. Wow, what a shock. So he looks at his son, right? And I'm standing there, I'm in complete, like, disbelief that this dude is really that dumb. And he looks at him and he goes, you really were gonna let me buy this game for you? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, if it hadn't been for me, this guy would have, like, bought this game for his kid and would have probably seen, like, the chick with her boobs hanging out or whatever later on and go, oh god, where did you get that game? Not realizing that's the one I bought the other day. That's not the only example, though. I had another customer come in and want to buy Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for the Nintendo DS. I think it was an Asian lady, actually. Yeah, it was an Asian lady who came in to buy it for a kid. And once again, this is like a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old, not much older than the last one, but still, it doesn't matter because they're well below 18 or 17, I think you have to be to buy these games. So she's getting it, And she actually comes up and asks me if it's appropriate for her kid. And the other guy, I had to go up to him and tell him it wasn't appropriate. But this one, actually, she got a little bit smart about it. She came up to me, asked if it was appropriate for her son, and I told her, no, it really wasn't. First off, it's called Grand Theft Auto. How much more obvious does the name have to be for you to realize that your child should not be playing that game? Should it be called, like, fucking prostitutes and shooting civilians? Do we really have to call these games that so you don't buy them for your children? She then asks why it's not appropriate, right? So, the kid's right there. I don't want to go off on a tangent and say, well, you fuck prostitutes to gain health. You just run around Chinatown, since it's called Chinatown Wars, and mow down pedestrians and shit like that. I turn the game over, and I point at things. I say, well, let's see. We've got violence. We've got gore. We've got drug use. We've got alcohol use. We've got, and then she's like, stop. Okay, I get it. And the kid's just looking at me like, this kid is eyeing me, burning a hole through my face with his eyeballs. He's so pissed off because I told his mom the game that he knew was not appropriate for him to play was not appropriate for him to play. She puts it back, and then she asks me what game I think is appropriate for a kid, right? And this little snot-nosed punk is just still grilling me, right? He's just looking at me like he's gonna fucking kick the back of my legs when his mom turns around or something. So I take her over, and I start pointing at, like, some of the shittiest games there for kids. Like, fucking, there's an Iron Man game there. Like, all the movie licensed games that I knew were most likely terrible. And was pointing at those. And the kid was excited for some of them because he liked the movies. I think the Hulk. But a couple others, like Kung Fu Panda. Oh. He looked at me and he was just like, you fucker. If my mom buys that game for me, I will remember your face. And when I'm old enough to take the bus or drive down here, if you're still working here, I will find you. It was like Taken Junior Edition. So it doesn't end there, though. After his mom asks him if he wants to try any of the games that I recommended, he says, no. And then he grabs Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which for some reason had a DS iteration. I don't know why. I'm pretty sure it didn't sell well, and I'm pretty sure it played like ass. Once again, she asked me if it was an appropriate game for a kid. And because I was already, like, hating on this kid, I just flat out told her, no, it's not. I turned it around again and showed her it was rated M for violence and all the same crap, and that you're playing a soldier and you're running around in the middle of a war. So then the kid's like, you know what, Mom? Let's go to GameStop instead. Let's go to GameStop because I don't see any games here that I like. I knew it wasn't because there weren't any games there. He kept pointing at all the M-rated games. It was just because that he wanted to get away from me because I was ruining his day. Because I would not let his mom buy him a game that I thought was inappropriate for him. Parents, your kids are not sweet, innocent little angels. Anytime they go out and ask you to get a game for them, or they come along with you, you should probably Google search it first. And if you're too lazy to do that, and you actually come into the store without doing any research, which is the opposite of lazy, turn it around and look at the packaging. Look at the little box that says rated M for mature, rated T for teen. You know how they have those brain training games on the DS? They should come out with a new one for parents called Common Sense Training. So if you've been listening to the podcast up until this point, congratulations, you made it through the whole thing. It was pretty short, hopefully not painful at all. Maybe I'll see you next week.